USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is spending his weekend down at his Mar-a-Lago resort. Now, the president played some golf on Saturday, but has not had any press events since the news came out that a senior justice official told many news outlets that Robert Mueller is not recommending any further indictments in his report. The U.S.-backed forces in Syria were dancing in the streets on Saturday. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
That was the scene in the northeastern Syrian town of Daguz as Syrian Democratic Forces liberated the village where some of the terrorists seemed intent on fighting to the death. The end came as the U.S.-led coalition launched a series of airstrikes. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, on a visit to Lebanon, was questioned if funding will continue to the Syrian Democratic Forces to avoid a resurgence of ISIS.
Our mission there hasn't changed. We still have work to do to make sure that radical Islamic terrorism doesn't continue to grow.
USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A survivor of the Parkland, Florida high school shooting last year commits suicide. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A recent grad of the school, 19-year-old Sydney Aiello, taking her own life last weekend, according to Aiello's mother, who says her daughter was close friends with shooting victim Meadow Pollock and felt survivor's guilt from the attack. Aiello had since been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, and her mother says she was struggling with college because of her fear of being in a classroom. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A man was arrested Friday for throwing a glass of water in the face of Republican Congressman Steve King at a restaurant in Fort Dodge, Iowa. The man approached the congressman while he was eating lunch, asked if he was in fact Congressman King, and then he threw a glass of water on him. The man was arrested on two counts of a misdemeanor simple assault and one count of disorderly conduct. The congressman was not injured during the assault. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new report out from the Environmental Working Group found that spinach and kale are the two vegetables that contain the most residue from pesticides. Now, rounding out the top five include apples, strawberries, and nectarines. The group also found that 90% of samples of strawberries, apples, cherries, and nectarines tested positive for two or more pesticides. Samantha Heller is a registered dietitian, and she joined CBS this morning and reminds us.
We live in an environment where pesticides can stay in our soil and our water for decades.
Yeah. But I hear you saying it's okay to eat it as long as you don't eat a lot of it.
Well, it's also we have to look at the amount that's in the food.
Yeah.
How much is in there and how much is going to actually have an effect and increase our risk for these health issues that we mentioned previously. The EPA, the USDA, they're saying that the amount in these foods are not enough to really cause a lot of problems. The Environmental Working Group also says the benefits of eating these do outweigh the risk of those pesticides. So what we can do is buy organic when we can't afford it. You can buy frozen when the food's not in season. Save some money doing that, mm-hmm. right? Don't use pesticides in your yard. Try not to. Try not to use them in your home gardens.
Heller also says you got to make sure you remember to wash your fruits and vegetables.
And I think we forget when we buy things like parsley or basil. They need to be washed when they're fresh. Mm-hmm. We need to wash melons and lemons and limes. And that doesn't take off just a lot of the pesticide residue, but a lot of the other detritus that these vegetables and produce are exposed to in transit and prep. We do need to wash our fruits and vegetables, but a lot of us forget to do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.